Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Guess Who's Back and On Trends.
Oh.
That is courtesy of Johnny Davis, Short Show Spice. What's happening, man?
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Guess
thank
Who's
you.
Back indeed.
Yeah.
Miles Gray, baby.
Yo,
Miles Gray,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Back. I still don't know what to say sometimes because baby. But thank you. I'm back.
And I try and remind you of it all the time by just saying I've incorporated baby into my lexicon as much as
he knows
possible.
How to throw me off. He's doing this to sabotage me, and I'm telling you.
That's right. All right. Well, should we tell the people what's trending, Miles?
Yeah. Let's tell them.
Package is trending because a law enforcement source has confirmed that there was a package sent to the district attorney Alvin Bragg's office with a suspicious white powder in it and a note that didn't beat around the bush.
What
the note says, Alvin, I'll kill you.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's weird that we're seeing this sort of thing with Trump.
Can't really come out of nowhere. What
truthing every 12 hours. Like,
yeah, saying stuff like, you wait till they get me. You're not even going to believe what the things I'm about to go through, but you got to save me.
Like, violent.
Do you remember the movie SWAT with Colin Farrell that came out? Like,
I remember
years
I
ago?
Didn't see it.
I only saw like the first half, but it starts off with like this, like world criminal, like telling the camera, going like, if you get me out of jail, I'll give you $10 million. And like, they're putting him in a cop car. And then like all these goons show up to break him out of fucking jail.
Yeah.
So I feel like I think Donald Trump must have seen SWAT or something, and he's thinking he's going to pull some shit like that. He's like, get me out of here, please. I'll give you free NFTs. But yeah, I'm not sure what is going to go on there. But I mean, again, this is, we can't underscore more that, did Robert Mueller have white powder sent to him with stuff saying, hey, I will kill you, Robert Mueller? Or is this just a black DA?
Yeah, I don't know. Did he ever call Robert Mueller an animal in his tweets?
Shit. Right.
Yeah.
Or a Soros, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
interesting.
It's wild. Again, he's like, he's really trying to Jan 6 it again, but in a real slow motion, but without the help of the full media apparatus of the right and the entire Republican Party. So it's going to be, I think he's going to get a mixed bag of participants.
Yeah. We'll see. The grand jury involved in the Trump case has been meeting in the building where the suspicious package was reported. But it does not sit on Fridays. So whoops, you goofed.
Yeah.
Unabomber, wannabe Unabomber.
You goofed. John, what's Donald Trump's fake name that he uses?
I forget. It's wonderful.
Fuck.
But he has, I have so many names. Yeah.
Was it John Barron?
Yes, that's right.
I think it's John Barron.
And then he named his son Barron. Yeah.
Signed John Barron. I'm going to get you, sucker.
John Rich Bad Guy. Waco is also trending for similar reasons.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is apparently having a rally in Waco as he screams about violence and the overreach of the feds.
What better place to do it than the site of the Branch Davidian siege that took the lives of people and law enforcement and then inspired the Oklahoma City bombing? I can't see a pattern here that he's trying to retread.
He knows the assignment. And he's not being subtle. He's just
no.
Like, what about a civil war?
What's he going to do next? Like, because if this one's at Waco, is the next one going to be like Oklahoma City?
Yeah. Potentially. We'll
see.
He's
like, nice federal building you guys have here.
If something
like,
happened
what
to
the
it.
Fuck? But yeah, so many people are like saying, yikes. And he's like, what? I like Texas. Just this very specific part that has a lot of significance given the troubles I'm in with the federal government.
Jesus. Marquise Noel is trending. This is the best player in the NCAA tournament. He plays for Kansas State. He is a point guard. He is 5'6". People speculate he's listed as 5'8". But he's awesome. It's been a real joy. He just beat Michigan State.
Dynamite, this kid.
This kid little, is dynamite,
this kid's
I tell
dynamite,
you.
Dynamite, I'm telling you. Although I did have to watch my Bruins go out to Gonzaga again.
Oh, man.
Fucking not. The
NCAA tournament, this is the least I've paid attention. I still tune in every once in a while when there's like a close game or my sport friends start texting about something.
Got my sport friends.
The highlight of the NCAA tournament, I think, so far has been when Charles Barkley tried to claim that back in his day, he used to have to shower in his uniform to save time and money on like laundry. Like while he played for I think he was saying the NBA. It might have been Auburn, but
I have this sound.
Okay, yeah, let's just play this.
How the fuck? In what world, even is someone who's like in charge of cleaning garments, be like, yeah, shower in them?
Yes,
that's cutting a corner.
You'll hear Charles and then Kenny the Jet Smith. Be the voice of reason.
Who in this thumbnail? Kenny's expression is already like, the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, it's so much stuff that goes into this. And you know, shout out to all the trainers also to have and the guys who do all the uniforms to get these uniforms cleaned up and everything. Because I mean, I'm so old. We used to take a shower in our uniforms because you know when we because
look
we
at Kenny.
Commercial. My He's first
few years. There's
no era where you did. You're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with it on. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let me finish. No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish, Kenny.
Please do. When I made soap, they give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to that
Blue like,
commercial.
All right, it's too much. And also, hearing Charles Barkley talk too long, I was starting to hear Herschel Walker, and it was fucking me up. Because all this stuff going on, you know, we had to shower in our uniform. I'm like, and I love how Kenny and me is like, shut this shit down right
there
now.
There is no way. That's...
I'm sick of this shit. Yeah. Sick of you saying some made up shit about how it used to be.
It's amazing because it's not the normal NBA on TNT crew. So it's just them two. And then like
there's no
some
Ernie
professional.
Or Shaq. Yeah,
no Ernie or Shaq.
But Greg Gumbel was gobsmacked.
Yeah. Gumbel's like, just like, saying? What do I do? What do I do? What do
that's
I do?
Greg Gumbel, right?
Yeah. Is that Greg or Brian? Yeah, that's Greg.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, Greg got the like his like helmet fro. Still. Yeah.
What a do, man. What a look from him.
Is that a wig? Could you imagine? He's like, it's a piece, man.
Just takes that off, takes his headphones off, then takes the wig off.
No, the headphones come off with it. One piece.
But yeah, I mean, truly the best thing on TV is Charles Barkley and that crew.
Yeah. Hard pressed to find a better crew.
But yeah, shout out to the Bruins. Sad to see them go.
Sad to see you go. Oh, man, those seniors too, man. I was like, oh, come on. I was hoping you could go a little bit further. But anyway, shout out to the Zags. Good for you. Good on you.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. And there's been just a flurry of headlines about Beethoven's they found some of his hair samples and did some genetic inquiries into his health, his overall like DNA sequencing.
Right.
This seems to be just like a genre of news story that never feels like it just feels like they know that this gets clicks. But I saw this headline advance from like the family secret unlocked by Beethoven's hair. And then it's like slowly evolved into Beethoven was predisposed to liver disease.
Oh,
it's like, oh, shit.
Things all right. You didn't know. Oh, no. Yeah. Is he OK? I don't know. He died. But I guess poor Ludwig van.
You'll never guess what Aristotle looked like, according to this thing.
I love when people fucking do the memes, though.
Yeah,
like the memes are the best. Like when I saw one do like a 3D rendering of Vin Diesel, and they're like, "This is what Adam looked like," or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's not even like an ad for like fucking Ancestry.com or anything like that. It's just someone's just like, "Hey, we can run some samples on it." And maybe, he's also Portuguese.
I wouldn't be shocked if there was some funding by Ancestry.com like into this scientific project at some point, because you know, the whole scientific apparatus is run like that, you know. It's like gotta get your funding somewhere,
right? But I like, for like all the documented ailments that he has, like this genetic sequencing couldn't like answer the like his IBS
this
problem.
Quote, from the hair samples, the researchers didn't find any genetic evidence explaining Beethoven's hearing loss or gastrointestinal problems. They could not explain the severe abdominal pain he suffered as an adult or his prolonged bouts of diarrhea, per the paper.
Wow. Way to dunk on a dead man at the end of it.
Just like, this guy is having
or
blowouts
his awful
nonstop.
Fucking diarrhea that was so gross.
Yeah.
People actually didn't want to even be around him.
Why he was such a smelly piece of shit to be around in person.
And again, as Brian says, this sketch is coming back around one more time from the I Think You Should Leave focus group. Stinky.
That's right.
Oh my God, he admitted.
I think he did admit it. He asked for it when he was dying. He was like, save my DNA and study why my shits were so
like on some
powerful.
Junior Seau shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, but with
altruism,
bouts of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I hope they were using his real hair and not the powdered wig hair.
The That's, person
that
might have
been your, there's your problem.
Yeah, right. They're like, he was actually like Scandinavian, like from Norway. They're like, no, it's just the wig, man.
We're seeing some NFT consequences.
Oh,
Jake Paul, no. Lindsay Lohan, according to this Pitchfork subhead. I'm not here to dunk on any journalists. I'm here to dunk on the just slowly, evidently devolving state of media. And
I get
budgets
it. You know,
going
how
away.
Hard, like this whole week, people are like, I used to have a job in journalism.
Yeah.
And like countless like Twitter threads I was reading of people being like, yeah, it's kind of hard to do your work when you know you're about to lose it all. And I'm like, anyway, but yeah, we're referencing a typo in the sub headline where it says Lil Yachty, Soulja Boy, Neo, Akon, and more charged by SEC for illegal cryptocurrency promotions. Subheading: Jake Paul, Lindsay Lohan, and other public figures were found to have promoted securities without disclosing their compensation. Wow.
They were accused of accepting money to tout the crypto asset securities. Yeah, exactly. Wait till you hear about all of capitalism.
Yeah, wait till you hear about political donations.
Right.
Yikes.
Oh, man, it's going to blow you guys' mind.
This is wild. So somebody felt that they were really going to go to the moon with it, huh?
Yeah, they thought they were going to the moon. They really took a bath on that Lil Yachty NFT recommendation. And I do wonder if there's like a senator's dumb teenage son at the center of this.
Who's like, you did what with your trust fund? You did what? What did I say? The second you get access to it, you're going to do something dumb with it. And you just bought all these Lil Yachty NFTs? Fucking hell. Yeah. Crypto, man. Watch out what it'll do to you.
What a time. What a time it was. Disney World has raised their minimum wage with like fingernail claw marks down the side of the old minimum wage. But they have reached a tentative deal with the Union for Disney World Service Workers to raise the minimum wage to $18 up from $15, which it would cover 45,000 workers at the Disney Resort in Florida, including bus drivers, hotel housekeepers.
They're loving that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, even the Mickey Mouse characters? This part, I had no idea. They share underwear?
Yes.
The Disney characters?
This is my takeaway. Is JM wrote this up for us and was like, in case you don't feel like this is earned, which obviously we do, but
yeah, a living wage is not, it doesn't have to be earned. It should be a fucking right.
Yes. But they have to wear communal underwear because they think that the underwear, like, it's too much of a risk for these cast members, as they're called at Disney, to show up in their own underwear because it might create lines that ruin the illusion that Mickey the Mouse is standing in front of you.
Oh, hell no. I know Mickey ain't got no visible panty lines. Mickey wears a fucking G-string. This ain't Mickey. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Anyway, I guess it's those little details that allow it to be a magical place to visit and a horrible place to wear communal underwear.
That's right. Also, Super Producer Brian pointed out there's additional reporting here that they shower in the communal underwear.
Well, to
so
save
it's
time.
Fine. Yeah.
To save time, yeah. Okay,
save,
that makes
save
sense.
Save money, save time. So just last month, Disney's workers rejected the company's, quote, best and final offer of $16 per hour. And they staged a massive rally earlier this month. And also Universal Orlando had recently raised the minimum wage to $17 an hour. And so they were able to leverage that into getting paid a slightly more livable wage.
Could you imagine, like, it was just the ego of Disney?
Yeah,
they're like, fuck, because Universal's the bullshit fucking theme park out here, and they're even paying. Nah, fuck, fine, 18.
And while we're down in Florida, we just wanted to give a shout out to Florida State Representative Will Robinson Jr. who went viral after reading a list of opponents and supporters of a bill that included some names that you might recognize.
Yeah, if you love The Simpsons.
Waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent.
Looked up, made eye contact.
Waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent.
Looking
waves
around.
In op-
the best was his legislative assistant next to him. The second he said Anita Dick, yeah. She just went, ooh.
Yeah. She really popped just, her ooh. Head in like, oh, like and did an her actual hand over, hand her, over mouth. Her mouth. Yeah.
She said, ooh, the fuck did you just say? Anita Dick? No, you okay. What about holding his cock? What is going on?
Just full obliviousness to what is happening. Just yeah. He says it and looks around the room to make serious eye contact with everybody.
Yeah, I like that he tried to like clean it up after by like tweeting about it. And he was like, the committee doesn't meet until next week, but Anita and Holden, please stop by.
Yeah.
Embarrassed emoji.
He's fine.
Come on, man. Like Anita Dick?
How do you read that and your brain doesn't immediately go to Mo Sizlet?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it wasn't even, and that was like Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Right.
You know, that was one of the OGs. I need a man as Amanda Hug and Kiss here, but well. Maybe those are the old ones. These are like the new age ones. He's like, ah, I didn't know about these ones.
Holden Hiscock is really like that one just feels very, very much. Because Holden is not a like super popular name these days, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe a lot of Catcher in the Rye fans
out there naming their kids
making
Holden
it popular.
Sure.
But Hiscock, he didn't even say it as Hiscock. He said Hiscock. So it's real. Like
he's just reading, man. I'm just reading the words.
That's holding right.
His cock.
Real Anchorman shit there.
Yeah.
Anyways, impressive work by him and whoever submitted those names. And shout out to the great live acting that was happening from his legislative assistant. That was
yeah.
A blast. We love the viral videos, don't we, folks?
We love them. Did you talk about the woke lady?
The woke lady.
The lady who couldn't define woke.
Oh no, we didn't. Yeah.
Oh fuck, Jack.
Hey man, you got a lot of work to do while I'm out.
Yeah. You know? My God, the whole evolution of that fucking story with her like op-ed she wrote.
Yeah.
Where she's like, my kids had never seen me in such distress.
Yes.
And you're like, oh wow, so you're advocating for a more sensitive world, maybe to prevent these. No, that's well. Ah, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. A true
as
hero.
I say, stinky.
You do say that. All right. I am out for the next couple weeks. Miles, you got the keys to the car.
Thanks. Don't check for dents when you get back.
I never do.
And also, like, I think one of my friends was like smoking near the window when he was outside the car. Someone came up to the car who was smoking. That's why the car smells like that.
That's right.
It wasn't me.
All right. Well, back on Monday. I am on Monday's episode with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.